Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that has moved at an acceptable time. You heard us, and today is a day of salvation in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your wonderful scripture. It says that of you are we in Christ, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, and righteousness, everything pertaining to life and godliness. So thank you, Lord, that this can be our portion on a daily basis as your mercies are new every morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 18, verse 79. How terrible it is for the world because of the things that cause people to trip and fall into sin. Such things have happened, but how terrible it is for the person who causes those things to happen. If your hand or foot causes you to fall into sin, chop it off and throw it away. It's better to enter into life crippled or lame than to be thrown into the eternal fire with two hands or two feet. If your eye causes you to fall into sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better to enter into life with one eye than to be cast into a burning hell with two eyes.
Sure. So yeah, we just see, you know, we don't want to be a part of the problem. And the part of the problem is the devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But the answer is, but Jesus has come to give life and life in abundance. The Godhead sent Jesus to restore us back to the original intention. And what was the original intention? We can see it in Ephesians 1 verse 4. We were predestined to be holy and blameless in Christ in love. So that's what we've got now. And so that's what we've got to just partake of. Beautiful reflection that it really encouraged me on the beauty and the perfection of this new and better covenant, where we can be too busy with the good to do the bad. I saw it in Jeremiah 32. I'll send it to you. And it speaks here about gathering his people. And now we know he's gathered Jew and Gentile. One died for all. And then we died for him, but not just died for him, where sin was removed and taken away and dealt with once and for all. It also says he raised us up with him. It's Ephesians chapter 2. He raised us up with him so that in the time to come, in the ages to come, he can show his goodness towards us. And that's the big reality. So when we take hold of God's gifts for us, Jesus Christ, and we are saved, we are restored into the kingdom, into that perfect love, and it's about just staying in that perfect love now so that we can be blessings, not problems, answers, not darkness. And that's what it's all about. And that's why the word says so beautifully, Hosea chapter 6 gives a prophetic picture of Jesus 3 days and three nights dealing with sin. And the conclusion of the matter, on the third day I will raise you up. And we've heard that now in Ephesians, raised and seated with him, so in the time to come he may show his goodness towards us. And then it goes on so that we can now know him, and we can know him like the dawn, for he comes to us like the rain. And when's the dawn? Every day, morning by morning, he wakens our ear to ear. His mercies are new every day. And so when we stay in this mercies and this newness and this goodness, we are getting that heart. Sorry, back to Jeremiah 32. And he says, I'll give them a new heart and a new spirit. And this new spirit will give them a clean their heart. Their hearts, they'll give them a new heart. And that's been purged. Our heart has been circumcised to serve the living God. That's one of the promises. We need to take hold of it. And then the new spirit is now to keep us developing on schedule. And we take that which is his. Holy Spirit takes that which is of the Lord and reveals it to us. So Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith through the Spirit. And so we can be too busy with the good to do the bad. And we can know the Lord on a daily basis as he comes through the Spirit to our hearts, refreshing us. I love 1 John where he says, I pray that you may prosper. Prosper in health, wealth, and all things, even as your soul prospers. So our will, our intellect, our emotions, our soul is now being shepherded by the Lord on a daily basis. So we know him, we experience him, We can speak about him and we can shine like lights in this world because he comes to us like the rain. The rain of righteousness is here for us to arise and shine, for our light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.